The following podcast contains graphic stories of sex, kink, or gender. They're for adults only. Thanks for listening.
I've never faked, but I won't complain and I won't quit. I am enormous. Get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
Hi there, and welcome to the Body Storytelling Podcast. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, and this is episode 150 of the podcast. Never thought we'd make it, but here we are, and we have a very special rock star storyteller for you this week. Glenn Washington of Snap Judgment and the Spooked Podcast. Holy fucking shit. How's your week going? I'm having a kind of manic, crazy week, and I want to ask for your help. I'm not sure how you can help me, but I'm trying to do something big this week, and I need all the help I can get. If you have a way that you can help, send me an email, pitch in, contact me on social media, tell me how you can help. Here's what's going on. You may have heard me talk about sex-positive revolutionary Elena Gabosh. She lives in Seattle. She has performed at Body Storytelling in Seattle a number of times. But long before I ever met her, she was helping me. She was trying to help me find a location if I wanted to come into town. She is fucking joy. She's an amazing person. All she wants to do is help others. All she wants to do is make the world better. Long before I met her, I heard that from everyone who knew her, and everybody knows her. You may remember on a previous podcast episode, I talked about Elena's adventures in Europe. Elena had a history of cancer. She'd had breast cancer. She'd had a mastectomy. She had decided that she was going to make every fucking bit of her life count. She's going to do everything she can to suck up every single drop of life she could. She moved with friends to Cyprus. Then she moved to Poland. And while she was in Poland, she got very, very sick. And one night, a friend of hers got on her Facebook, got on video, and said, "The doctors say that Elena is dying tonight. She's not going to make it through the night. So we just wanted to let you know, all her friends and family in America." And I've never seen a reaction like this. The next morning, I got up, I saw it. I was about to get on a plane to do a show in Seattle, and I contacted everybody and said, "We all wear tiaras tonight in honor of Elena." Elena wore tiaras on her chemo day. She would say, "Tiaras, not tears." And everyone who went with her would wear a tiara. The nurses, the doctors would put on tiaras to make it fun for her. So we all wore tiaras that night at Body Storytelling in Seattle. And we told stories about her and we celebrated her because we thought she was gone. That night, I spent the night at Cunning Mink's house. You may know her from the Polyamory Weekly podcast. And we sat in the hot tub and told Elena stories. And I said, "The thing that makes me saddest is that Elena can't see those people who got on social media and told stories about how she changed their life, how they were okay with themselves, how they had less shame, how they felt okay, because that's what she does. She just makes it happen. There is no room for shame around Elena Gabosh." And the next morning when I woke up, I was packing my suitcase to go back to San Francisco, and Cunning Minx came into my bedroom and went, "Look at this." And there was a video. There was the person who the night before had said she's not going to make it through the night. And he said, "Oops," pointed the camera at the hospital bed, and Elena went, "Rumors of my demise are highly exaggerated." The rejoicing was deafening. All those people, it turned out there were well over 600 stories that were posted about Elena that night. All those people rejoiced. They started figuring out how to make her wish come true, which was to come back to Seattle. And she wanted to be among her friends and family if she was dying. They got a special medical team to put her on a gurney and bring her from Poland back to Seattle. And since she's been back, she has been doing the bucket list. Like anything you've ever wanted to do, Elena has been doing. And her community has been saying, let me treat you to a trip in a hot air balloon. Let me buy you $1,000 dram of scotch. Let me give you every experience you want to have while you're on this planet, because nobody has been able to save her life the way Elena has. Well, about a month ago, Elena and I were texting, and I said, you're not well enough to tell a story, are you? And she said, oh no, I am. I'm going to tell in November. I'm going to tell a story. And I doubted her because she's really sick. I checked in with her about a week ago, and she kept missing appointments because she was too sick. And I'm like, she's not going to be able to do it. She's not. And this weekend we got on a call and she's like, nope, I'm doing it. I made use of that time and I interviewed her, asked her the big questions in life, asked her to tell some stories. I recorded that. I'm saving it. We have those moments with Elena and we'll always have them together because they're recorded. I'll figure out where to put it first. But meanwhile, she reassured me. Yep. I will be telling at Body Storytelling's live stream on November 21st. That's this Saturday, y'all. So I started thinking as I was preparing to ask those questions for the interview, questions like, do you have any regrets? Or how do you want to be remembered? Or what's your proudest moment? I wanted to hear that directly from Elena, not the other people who tell you what she's accomplished, but what she's most proud of. And as I was thinking about questions, it occurred to me, how had this never occurred to me before? Has Elena been sainted by the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence? If you don't know the Sisters, I'll put a link in the show notes, but they are an organization of gay men, some bio women, and they started during the AIDS crisis, just trying to make life better for people, trying to take care of those who were sick, take care of the people in the world, and like Elena, like me, work to end shame around who you love, your sexuality, all of that. And I asked Elena's roommate, Mac McGregor, and Mac said, no, we've tried to make it happen, but it's just not coming together. So I'm like, okay, this is my task. Here's my task. And I started contacting all the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence that I knew. I contacted them in Seattle. I contacted them in San Francisco. And I'm like, so Elena's roommate tells me, she's not going to make it to Christmas. She's in a hospital bed. Like, she's not coming back from this one. Not like the last time. So we have a very limited time to make this happen. I don't care who saints her, but somebody is going to saint this fucking woman. It's going to happen. And we don't have confirmation yet, but it's looking very likely. I'm not sure which house of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence are gonna saint Elena, but somebody's gonna fucking do it. She doesn't know. Don't tell her, okay? I doubt she's listening to this podcast. She's kind of in a hospital bed, and I don't think she is. But if you're Elena, turn it off. But if you're not Elena, help me spread the word. This is our last chance, y'all. This is it. We are gonna get a story from Elena this Saturday night. We are going to surprise her. Wait till you see how this happens. I've got some ideas about how to make this happen. But if you've never seen A Sister in Perpetual Indulgence, you know one right away. It is nuns' habits and wimples and makeup, and it's a combination of drag and Catholicism that you will never forget as long as you live. And most importantly, we're going to have moments with Elena. We're going to celebrate her. We're going to make her feel honored. We're going to let her know that the work she's done in the world, because she really has changed the world, that her work did not go unnoticed. I want her to be surrounded by love. Please join us this Saturday night. I don't know what it's going to be. It might work. It might not. I never get more excited about life than when I can make something like this happen for someone who fucking absolutely deserves it. And she does.
Let's show Elena the love this Saturday night.
How do you come together and be part of BODY? Well, usually we call it a live stream, but this month we're calling it a love stream. This Saturday, November 21st, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. East Coast. You know your time zone. There's also a time zone calculator in the show notes for this episode. We are honoring Elena Gabash. We're also going to have stories from sex educator Reed Mahalko, the ultimate sex geek, from Amberly Rothfield, music by Grant Busey, who's in Australia while he's performing. God, I love the internet. And a story from Elena Gabash. We're going to shower her with love. We're going to come together and listen to stories. We're going to feel less alone in our homes. There is a link to the tickets. The theme this month is Spank Bank. I hope that you're going to join us this Saturday night. And before I forget, I am also opening up my hours for storytelling for self-discovery. I have been having such great sessions working with people on their books, working with people on telling the story of their business, stories they want to work on to tell on stage when the world opens back up. Yesterday, I was talking to Los Angeles. This morning, I was talking to New York City. And I hope I'm talking to you next, that we can work on a story together. There's a calendar. You can book a 15-minute discovery call. We can see if it's right for you. But I tell you, nothing makes me happier than helping you tell your story well, connect with others, and feel like you're showing your true self to the world. Now more than ever, we need that. I've been keeping a gratitude journal this month, and here's something I jotted down that's making my sex life better. It's Uberlube. And I bet you'll love it too. Uberlube is a luxurious, high-grade silicone lubricant made from clean, body-friendly ingredients. It's just silicone with a little vitamin E. It's great for all kinds of play, you know, vaginal, oral, anal, and it won't stain clothing or bedding and cleans up easily with detergent and water. It offers long-lasting performance when you want it, then quickly dissipates without leaving a sticky residue. Kind of feels like a nice moisturizer when you're finished. In fact, I kind of savor how it feels on my business. And there's no flavor and no scent. Lube should enhance touch, and Uberlube adds just the right amount of slip while still allowing for skin-on-skin sensation. It's latex compatible, so it's safe and effective to use with condoms too. Getting to talk about a product and a company that you love feels really good. I'm excited to talk about Uberlube because they're a top-notch product that I use myself. Did I mention the beautiful glass bottle it comes in? Uberlube is definitely Christmas stocking worthy. And right now they're offering BODY Storytelling listeners a special offer. 10% off and free shipping when you use my code DIXIE at uberlube.com. If you're going to add to your magic moments, you want to make sure it's done with the highest quality, most body-safe ingredients. And remember, 10% off and free shipping. Just use the code DIXIE at uberlube.com. Thank you to Uberlube for supporting the BODY Storytelling Podcast. Uberlube, it'll let you feel what you want to feel. It really is the best. Aww. This week's storyteller is a big fucking deal. So let's talk about him. Snap Judgment creator, host, and executive producer Glenn Washington is one of the only two people on the planet to have hit number one on the iTunes podcast list for three separate programs, for Snap Judgment, Spooked, and Heaven's Gate. Heard on over 400 NPR radio stations nationwide every week, with podcasts downloaded over 250 million times, Glenn's raw musical brand of storytelling dares listeners to see the world through the eyes of another. Before launching the NPR/PRX Snap Judgment radio show nationwide, Glenn Washington worked as an educator, diplomat, community activist, actor, political strategist, fist shaker, mountain hollerer, and foot stomper. Glenn composed music for the Kunststoff dance performances in San Francisco, rocked live spoken word poetry in Detroit, joined a band in Indonesia, wrote several screenplays, painted a daring series of self-portraits, released a blues album, and thinks his stories are best served with cocktails. There's a link in the show notes to Snap Judgment, Spooked, and other shows if you haven't heard of them. And if you haven't, I'm pretty amazed because they're everywhere and they're epic. This week's storyteller is fun, engaging, one of the nicest people you will ever meet, and someone I'm very proud to call my friend. This storyteller is Glenn Washington.
Upset with Dixie right now, making me follow that story, and don't appreciate it, cause I'm from the Midwest, right? And I don't know. I've been in the Bay for a while, but I'm still the ass and the things and the various holes. I don't know anything about that. So I'm going to tell you a story about me. And it was a while ago when I was trying to have sex with one woman at a time. You know, maybe we could even kick it after, you know. That's just me from the Midwest. We just like to maybe hang out. Get something to eat. That's how we did. I don't know what they're talking about. But that's all I wanted to do. It was like, meet a girl, nice woman, you know, kick it and whatever. But that wasn't even going down for me. I was in suburban Detroit. And I, right, yeah, right. But I go to these clubs. And it had these big beefy dudes with the baseball caps and the red cups. And I don't know, I guess I'd talk to these women. It wasn't working out. Get the fuck out of here and go home. Oh. Time and time. With my crew. I came with my crew. And it wasn't working out. And I couldn't believe it. I figured something's going wrong. I'm not meeting the right people. Something's not me. It's them. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, look, fellas, we're doing the wrong thing. We got to find, we got to mix it up. And I looked, and there's this new club opening in Detroit City. Now, nobody went to Detroit City. It was scary. Ooh. That's where the brown people were. But I was like, look, we got to get to Detroit, see what's happening. Find me some real women. So they're like, no, we're not gonna. Yes, you are gonna go. Yes, all you motherfuckers are coming with me. We're all going to Detroit. Motherfuckers. So we go down, and the club is called Parabox. And we go to the dude at the door. It's huge. $5.
Oh, no, it's not so bad. Yeah, that's $5. Here you go.
We roll up into the club. Salsa. Left, right, turning. Beautiful women, long hair, dresses, dudes with slacks and pomade in their hair. It was crazy. Everybody's moving, doing this thing. I had never seen this done properly before. It was incredible. And I was like, no. I'm not going on there. No. I'm going back home. I got to get in the bed. But the next morning, my boy Ray is like, look, we got lessons. 7:00, come on. Right? Right? So we get to the lessons. And it's my teacher. And she's bam. Fine. Dunk-a-dunk. And she's like, listen, salsa has 8 steps. And she's trying to teach them to me. I'm trying to get them my salsa step down. And she's trying to get it, but I can't do it. It's like, I can't do it. She's, look, I need 4 men to be in my salsa video. It's going nationwide. You have 1 week. Well, I'm trying to, she got all this going on here, and I'm trying to, I gotta get together, right? So in the morning, when I'm brushing my teeth, I'm trying to get these 8 steps. Can't do it. 8, what are you talking about? And I'm doing it at work, at my desk. I'm doing my thing. I'm doing it at the, you know, I'm doing it at steak. I'm doing it everywhere I go. And this being Michigan, I thought, look, I've got to get this right. I got a few more days. She's going to come at me. I go behind my little apartment building. Right behind it, it's a little park. Nobody's there. I'm going to get my little practice on. Get my little 8 steps happening. Trying to do my thing. And then I'm just about finished up getting my little salsa on. And cop car pulls up. And he's like, what is you doing back here? Officer, I'm practicing, you know, my dance, you know. Get my dance on. I'm gonna need you to stay in your car. Check out some things. So, I stay in my car. I'm waiting. Now, I've got things to do. I'm a grown-ass man. 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes go by. 40 minutes. What? 50. And I'm like, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Officer! Officer, I have to go now. I have to go about my business. So, in practiced African-American male fashion, I take both hands, I put them outside of the car. I'm going to open the door now. Two, three, four, five, 8 cop cars pull into the park. They drag me up out of the drive, out of the car, slam my ass on the hood. What is going on? Slam me on the hood. What are you doing? What are you doing? We're taking you away. For what? You're disturbing the peace. Alright. I'm up in jail. They take me to the jailhouse. Lock me up in the jail. And I am besides myself. I'm in jail. And you know, I'm starting to get a little bit nervous. A little claustrophobic. People do that in jail. What's going on? What's going on, brother? Get it together. Get it together. I gotta do something to get it together. And I start, all right, I'm gonna get my little dance on then. What? And I kind of start getting it, and I'm like, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait, 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 wait. It's not 8 steps. It's 3. It's kind of like a 1, 2, 3. It's a 1, 2, 3. A 1, 2, 3. A quick, quick, slow. A quick, quick, slow. A woo! You know, I get my, yeah, baby, yeah, yeah. Stop it. Warden's all yelling at me. What do you think you're doing in my jail cell? There's no dancing allowed up in my jail cell. What you gonna do? Put me in jail? You know, I'm in there dancing, and I'm trying to call my roommates to come get me up out of here. I tell them, bring all the white folks you know. Tell them, bring some money up in here and get me up out this jail. This cop, he comes by a little bit later on. He's, by the jail. I can't get through to my roommates because it's early days of internet and those assholes are on the phone. Can't get through, so I'm up in the jail. Cop comes by, he's like, is you the one in here for the DWB? What's DWB? The Dancing Wild Black? Yes! Well, that's a shame, brother. He takes off. Yeah, help me! Help me! He takes off. But I'm still getting my thing on. And finally my roommates, they show up laughing. Ha, ha, ha. Ah, you dumb motherfucker. Look at you. Look at you up in the jail. The fuck's wrong with you? Pay the man his goddamn money. So I go on ahead. I get out of jail. And I immediately, the very next day, I go see my teacher. I'm cute with my thing. Glenn! Glenn! Where did you learn how to dance? And you know, I know she likes some hardcore brothers. So I tell her the truth. I learned how to dance in jail. Wait. Postscript, I forget, because this is the body storytelling show. Postscript is, I did not get to make the salsa video with her. We made another video.
Little Big. I love that band. And by the way, if you'd like to watch Glenn Washington salsa all over the body storytelling stage, you can see it right now. It's available for our patrons on patreon.com/body. Hey, vulva havers, want to have stronger orgasms? It is scientifically proven that a stronger pelvic floor can lead to stronger orgasms. Intensity by Pormois gives you that strength. It isn't a vibrator. It's a trip to the gym for your pelvic floor. It's a device that every vulva haver needs. It's a sexual health and stimulation device that tightens and tones your pelvic floor muscles and your vagina. Most people know Kegel exercises are important, but Intensity does them better by automatically exercising the muscles of the pelvic floor for you. The natural process of childbirth, aging, and high-impact exercises can take a toll on the health of the muscles that surround the vagina, causing them to stretch and lose tone and tightness over time. You can naturally rejuvenate the vagina by tightening and toning the pelvic floor muscles for more intense orgasms. Intensity lets you balance feeling good with working hard. Not only will Intensity teach you how a properly performed Kegel feels, it also has that vibrating component for your pleasure. And right now, Pormois is offering Body Storytelling podcast listeners $25 off of Intensity when you go to pormois.com and enter code DIXIE at checkout. And guess what? You can combine discounts. So go to their website and save even more. That's $25 off when you go to PORMOI.com and be sure to use the promo code Dixie. Intensity's Pormois from In Control Medical. It's the one device that every woman needs. It's Kegels with a kick. Well, this has been a really intense year. I've barely done a live event this year. Somehow I made it through almost... Shouldn't get cocky. I've made it almost through 2020, but 2021 is not really looking up. Not for live events. Not for someone who does what I do, puts people on stage. I'm trying to find other ways to make ends meet, but the one that's doing it, the one that is keeping me going, and I hope can continue to do that, is Patreon. If you're not already a Patreon supporter, now is the perfect time. I like to give back. If you can support us out of the generosity of your heart, I have new rewards for you. Not only do you get free live stream tickets, the live stream replay, ad-free podcast episodes, but coming up within the next couple of weeks, we are going to have Spinner Body, which is a dating and connection game that was created by my friend Eleanor O'Brien. She's creating a special version just for us. It's not location sensitive. You can be part of the game from anywhere. These tickets go first, and they go for free to our Patreon supporters. So if you love stories and you want to keep them going, fuck yeah. I'm cussing a lot this week, aren't I? But if you'd also like to engage with other people, if you'd like to play trivia, sexy, dirty trivia with people, if you'd like to have a dating connection opportunity that's very low pressure, and we keep you safe at the same time, then join us on Patreon. Whatever you can give helps ensure that we're going to be here in 2021. Go to patreon.com/body. Whatever level you can give at is so helpful, and we have great rewards for you. Thanks in advance for your support. Well, that's our time for this week. But before we go, I want to say thank you to the people who make this podcast possible. Thank you to podcast producer and live stream technical director. He'll be at the controls this Saturday night. Thank you to Marty Garcia. Thank you to sound engineer David Grossoff, to video archivist Joe Moore, to the creator of our pre-show video for our live streams, I mean our love streams, Donal Mooney. And thank you to you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling your friends. Please tell everybody you know to join us at the live stream this Saturday night. Elena just admitted on Facebook that she's fading really fast, like new information as of right now. So this is our chance. This is our one and only chance. Let's celebrate somebody while they're still on the planet. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie Delatour. This has been episode 150 of the Body Storytelling Podcast. Thanks. See you next week.